Here to talk with me about the Ohio State versus Clemson rematch in the college football playoff semifinal is OSU football beat writer for the website 11 Warriors, Eric Sager. Thanks so much for joining me, Eric.
How are you, Debbie?
Great. Now, what should we be looking for then in this game regarding the offense? Ohio State does have quarterback JT Barrett, and then Clemson has quarterback Deshaun Watson, who was a Heisman candidate, and he's very well regarded for his talents on the field.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson, you know, was runner-up in the Heisman this year and finished third last season, so he's one of the premier players in the country, and you can put JT Barrett in that category as well. So, you know, a lot of questions have been discussed and wondered about with Ohio State's passing game and their offense just in general, kind of leaning on the running game and the legs of JT Barrett instead of the arm. And I think that in order for Ohio State to have a solid chance in this game, he's going to have to complete some passes, whether it just be short, quick passes over the middle just to get the ball out of his hands and try to find some receivers that can make some plays, because Clemson's defensive line is excellent, and it's very deep and fast and big. And Ohio State's offensive line has had some issues in pass protecting. So, you know, Barrett's going to have to make some plays with his arm more than his legs. With Clemson, I mean, Deshaun Watson's going to be there. He's thrown for a ton of yards and a ton of touchdowns in his career. And the thing that I'm watching with him is, you know, can they protect the ball? I think that that's going to be one thing that Ohio State's been trying to do, is force turnovers in order to kind of hang around in this game, because Clemson has a ton of weapons and a ton of NFL prospects on their offense, and they're going to be tough to stop.
So I understand you're saying to expect the unexpected in this game. What do you mean by that?
From the Clemson side of the ball on defense, Brent Venables is the Broyles Award winner, which is given annually to the top assistant coach in the country. He's Clemson's defensive coordinator, and he does a great job of using his personnel and kind of running out these kind of unexpected formations, if you will, and these different blitzes and these different coverages that are used to confuse offenses. And there was one play that sticks out in my mind where they literally dropped all 11 players on defense to defend a pass in one of their games this season. And it didn't work out. The team still was able to complete a pass and do stuff like that. But that's kind of the unexpected things that, you know, you kind of wonder about, and that has made Venables one of the premier assistants in the country.
Now, for Ohio State, besides JT Barrett, who will be the key players?
Starts and stops with Curtis Samuel, the H-back, the only player in the country with at least 700 receiving yards and 700 rushing yards, which is an amazing statistic in its own right. And he has 16 touchdowns this season, and he's the most explosive player on their offense. He needs to get the ball a lot. Ohio State knows that, and they've done pretty well to balance out his touches, you know, in terms of equal amount of carries and equal amount of receptions. So that's going to be a key. It's how they use him, whether it's with pre-snap motion to try to create mismatches against the linebacker on the Clemson side of the ball. But he's going to have to, you know, make some plays for Ohio State because their wide receivers have struggled. And Mike Weber's going to have to touch the ball plenty and kind of move the chains in order to keep Deshaun Watson on the sideline and thus keep Ohio State offense on the field.
How do you think our defenses match up?
Yeah, I think Ohio State's defense is very, very good. I mean, they have a ton of NFL talent, just like Clemson's offense does, which I mentioned before. So I think that it's really going to come down to how Clemson's wide receivers can create separation, or if they can at all.
And who do you think is going to be the winner?
I've already written in print that I'm picking Clemson, so I'm going to stick with that. And I think that they're going to win, because it's going to be close the whole way. I think it's going to be a really close game, but I just don't think that Ohio State's offense can score quite enough points to win. So I picked Clemson 34-31.
Well, thank you so much. I've been talking with Eric Sager with the website 11 Warriors about the Ohio State and Clemson game in the Fiesta Bowl Saturday. Thanks for joining me.
Sure thing. Thanks, Debbie.